or tape CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Tuesday morning, December the 26th, 2006. Tom Stone is the speaker of the morning, teaching on the spirit of oppression.
It's really a privilege to be able to stand here before you. Because really, sometimes I feel like I need to be sitting down there and listening to you rather than me up here talking to you. I like my wife to stand because some people don't know who she is, but she's the little striped lady in the back.
She's also a teacher.
Yeah, and she's also a correction rod. And sometimes I need correcting, and she does a very good job of it. I'd just like to talk to you for a minute, and then we'll pray. You know, there's many things that I can see on your faces. Questions. When? Where? Why? How come? You can't answer all these questions at one time, but God can. So continue to come to the services. Glean on what you can. Some things you can't handle right now, but shelf it, and the Lord will show it to you a little later. Let's go to Word of God in prayer right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're about to do. God, just come down and fill this room, Father, with your presence and your peace and your love and your understanding. Minister to us like we need to be ministered, Father, because not everybody needs to be ministered to in a one way or the other, but we need ministry. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Lord, just impressed on me, how many is here has lost a loved one or somebody recently? You have? All right. Would you stand? The Lord just asked me to pray for you. God, I lift up each and every one of these folks right now, these men and women, Father. Lord, I ask you to come down in a mighty way. Lord, you said you'd be a comforter. Now, Lord, a comforter to them in the name of Jesus. But Lord, also take the power and authority over any witchcraft-controlling spirit from the grave. I bind it and break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. I release them from that curse by the authority of Jesus Christ. I speak freedom to them. I speak the unity in Christ with them. I speak life to them. I tear down the grave clothes in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You can sit down. You know, it's best to do what God tells you to do. Because I'm telling you right now that God is our provider. God is our resource. God will do what He says He will do. But the thing about it is, we need to be in His Word. We need to read it. We need to eat it. We need to consume it. Just like He told the prophet. He told John to eat it. Oh, but it was bitter going down, but it was sweet as honey. And I'm telling you what, it'll be silver and gold to you. It'll get you out of problems. When you get into problems, it'll be the bank you could go to. It will go to the source of wisdom that you can go to. It will be everything you need because God is everything. He said He would be the husband to the husbandless. He'd be the husband to the widow. He'd be to the father to the fatherless. And I'm thanking God that right now I don't have an earthly father. I'm thanking God that I don't have an earthly mother because I want Him to fill those shoes. Because He will come down in the cool of day and speak to you. When that voice comes down and He talks to you and He says, tells you know this and that and the other, and you know it brings life and it is life, take it for granted. He's trying to touch you. I know that not everybody agrees with what I say. And that's okay. But there's one thing that you cannot disagree with and get away with, and that's the Word of God. Because He has the supreme, the very ultimate say in everything. Sometimes hardship comes upon us And we don't understand and say, well, I've been this and I've been that. And what about the pride and the arrogance that you've been putting forth? And God's trying to change you and bring you into His place of use, that you can be a usable vessel instead of an empty jug. He wants something in it. He wants that river of life. He wants that water. Ministers that don't have life are empty clouds. I want to hear His voice. I want to hear Him in a mighty way that I can speak to that mountain and that mountain be removed. Just like I kind of really enjoyed that message about Joseph because, you know, I can relate to it, some of it. It's only 13 years, but you go 40 years, you know you've been tested and you've been put around. And I thank God that God's kind of held me back because I had a lot of zeal and I didn't know what to do with that zeal. And I would have butchered a lot of people and hurt a lot of people. But I want to speak healing. I want to speak life to people. Just like I'm going to tell one testimony and I'm going to get over it. But I was in a restaurant and I was working with a homeless man that was, he was running from the mafia and he was also running from the law. And he was on the street and the Lord just had me pick him up and take him and feed him. And he was divorced and I took him to a restaurant in Arizona. I looked over my shoulder and I saw a waitress coming. And the Lord read her mail right then. I mean, told me exactly where she came from, where she went to, then where she went to, and why she was there. And this guy was after her. She was good looking, and I saw his eyes brighten up and put a smile on his face. And I said, sir, you don't need her. I said, why? I said, well, if the Lord would permit, I'd sell you. She walked up there and started taking an order, and the gift of knowledge started working. But I didn't know what to do with it. And I said, before you take my order, I would like to talk to you for a second. And I said, you came from Fresno, California. He said, yes. I said, you went to Bakersfield. He said, yes. And you got two children. I said, yes. And she said, and then the Lord told her that you came here running from your husband that's wanting to kill you. They said, who in the world are you? And I said, well, that's enough of that. But I missed the opportunity because of my zeal. I didn't realize I could have told her, God has heard your prayers. God has heard your prayers and He knows your heart. And He's wanting to heal you and protect you right now. See, you got to go around the block before you get wisdom. And this gray hair has come a long time. I mean, I'm 62 years old, and I was called at 15, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran, and I ran. And thank God, God has a sense of humor that He will allow you to go as run as far as you want, but yet He's got His hands on you, and He'll call you back at the right time. And thank God He called me back. And I thank God for this place, because during that trip, you gather a lot of baggage. You gather a lot of baggage. And you need to get rid of the baggage before you become that usable vessel. And become that word that says, thus saith the Lord thy God. And we need that kind of ministry today. We need that word of knowledge because it's coming in time if somebody don't touch somebody with a word of knowledge or by prophecy, a person will not be saved because they will not understand. They have to have a word from God. Yes, that spirit of conviction comes on you in meetings. Yes, it does. And if that is God, when it convicts your spirit that, oh, that's me. Or I need to change. I need this. I need that. Or I need this removed or that removed. But yet, you got to let God do it. It's God by the Spirit. Or else we cannot really, really be changed. He's the life of everything. He's the source of everything. And when I come to you and I pray with you and I read your mail, it's not because what I know, it's what Jesus knows. Or when anybody else comes that's a true man of God or a true woman of God and reads your mail, it's not because who they are, but because of who Jesus is. I want to start out always, I like to start with Exodus chapter 20 and it's talking about the Ten Commandments. I picked up a book the other day and it says that the Ten Commandments was written to be broken. That's a lie. That is a lie straight out of hell. Because I'm telling you what, there's so much richness in the Ten Commandments that even if the world could live by them and not accept Christ, they would work, Brother Glenn. Because God wrote them. God wrote them. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make no graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath, or that which is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the fourth generation of them that hate me, and show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take thy name of the Lord in vain, for the Lord thy God will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long on the land which the Lord had given thee. 13. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that the neighbor has. This was given to them back then. It was given to the generation right after them. It was given to the generation 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 of now. It's going to be given to the generation after we have done and passed. It never, never fails or fades away. I was watching, of all things, a football game. Has anybody ever been guilty of watching a football game? I have. And I was asked to minister the next week. And right in the middle of that game, I wasn't even thinking about getting a message together, anything. And the Lord said, oppressor. How many in here has ever been oppressed? Suppressed. Sometimes you feel like you're compressed, like some heavy load sitting on you that you just can't hold it. And I said, man, where'd that come from? And I started looking it up, and it really was talking about me. You know, as we're growing up, before we start into Scripture, as we were growing up, how many people in here thought you was oppressed by your parents? School teachers. How many people think that he's oppressed by a school teacher? How many has been oppressed by their boss? Guess what? We deal with these things all the time. But they are for our good. Unfortunately, we don't want to think so. I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to be compressed. I don't want to be a pressure over me. But I'm telling you what. You know how to get out from underneath all that? Get this in you. I mean from the front cover to the back cover. And even in between. When you run across something that you don't know and don't understand, ask God. And I'm telling you what, He's more than able to give you the answer and minister to you right where you're at. Let's look at the word oppressor. Let's turn to Job 27:13. I can't preach nothing that I haven't had some experience in. And I believe if you don't have experience in it, I don't believe you don't have any authority to preach about it. You know, I told you I ran 40 some odd years, but I ran through a lot of oppression. People pushed me down. But this is also connected to some other things. And I'm not going to touch it or preach on it, but it can be connected to the arrested development of a person. It's all how you handle this oppressor is how you come out from underneath. If you handle it to God, you come out usable. You handle it yourself, you're going to come out messed up. You're going to come out messed up. All right. Everybody got it? Except for me? 27:13. This is the portion of the wicked man with God, and the heritage of the oppressor, which they shall receive of the Almighty. You go on to read down through there, it talks about your offspring. It goes on down there and talks about the dead. It goes on down through there and talks as clay. But really he's talking about himself. And let's read it right there. It says, verse 14, if the children multiply, it is of the sword, for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Now listen to me. If you want to be an oppressor, this is what can happen to your family underneath you. This is what the Lord was showing to me. And see, I had to break a lot of that stuff because I was an oppressor. It was my way or the highway. How many's ever had that kind of attitude? We need to get away from that. We need to say, God, you take control of this thing. You take control of me, Father. I'm telling you what, the best way out of a situation is release it to God. Release it. I'm telling you what, it's hard though, because we're all manipulators. How many in here people want to fix it things? Yeah, everybody in here wants to fix things. They're out there busy doing this and doing that. They want to get this, oh, I'm going to slot this person over here and slot this person over here, and they're supposed to do this and they're supposed to do that. And sometimes you mix oil and water, and they don't mix. And pretty soon, if you put gasoline there, and sometimes somebody gets a little match around there, you have a blow-up. Anybody in here been in a family blow-up? Caused by a depressor somewhere down the line. We need to understand that we need to release things to God. And he says, and goes on down here, though he heats up silver as the dust and prepares the raiment as clay, and many prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and to the innocent shall divide silver. He buildeth his house and as a moth, and as a booth that a keeper maketh. And the rich man shall lie down. What he's really saying, the rich man shall die. And how much is he going to live? Leave all of it. Oh, but the turmoil when the rich man dies within the family. How many has ever seen a rich man die and all the children just, I mean, go to cutthroat and what you talking about? But if the rich man is found in God, guess what? There's going to be love. There's going to be understanding. There's going to be ways to get around this fighting and bickering. I don't care what family it is. It works that way. And he lies down, and he shall not gathereth. He opened his eyes, and he is not. The terrors take hold on him as water, and the tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east carrieth him away, and he is departed as the storms hurleth him about out of his place. How many of us here has been hurled out of peace? No peace that God says you've been in, that he says he's got for you. But I'm telling you what, if we learn to come out from being the oppressor and come out from under these things, we will really start understanding what God wants. Let's go to Psalms 54:3. I preached something of this message a couple weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I guess it was. But the Lord's been working on me a little bit since then, even about my oppressing. Because sometimes I'm a boss. I have a company, you know, and I do. And I have people working for me. But I can oppress them. But the sad part about it is when a boss oppresses his people, they go home, and then they oppress their family or children. It's like a ring around the mountain. You get on this ring, and you just tread this thing out. And so the oppressor breeds oppressors. And right now, I'm praying for my son, because he needs to understand. He needs to come to some understanding. But he's still close enough, he's right next door, that I can talk to him every once in a while when he gets in a fix. I can't talk to him until he gets in a fix, until he comes to me. Because the minute you go over and sis, this is mama speaking, and it ain't the child coming to the mother, you got a problem, because the deaf ear is there, and you talk to deaf ears. So the oppressed winds up being oppressed, and it's around Robin. 54:3. Thou lovest evil more than good. Thou lovest lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. Selah means let it be so. So, the oppressor, the position of the oppressor. He loveth lying. He loveth manipulating. So, I know that God has a way. And he says, for thou was a stranger and risen up against me and oppressed me and seeks after my soul. And they have not set God before me, Selah. So the way he seeks after your soul, excuse me, I read the wrong verse, didn't I? Sure did. But anyway, I correct myself. And the stranger are risen up against me and oppressed, seeks after my soul. And when you was oppressed, you did some strange things. I know when a teacher oppressed me one time, I completely shut her off. Have you been guilty of that, shutting somebody off? She was my spelling teacher. Matter of fact, I have some problems with that today because of my being under oppressor. I didn't handle it right with God. I didn't take the chance to forgive her when I needed to. But you know, during deliverance prayers, several years later, I decided to be a little bit closer to God because he was calling me. He says, my callings are not without repentance. In other words, when he called me 15 years old, that calling is still stuck. You know, you can't run away from it. And, and the children of the righteous, are, even you may think they're bouncing off the walls. They're bouncing off the walls and they're doing all kinds of dumb things. But I'm telling you, there will become a time that they will get tired of it. They have done and run the gauntlet of being the controller. They have done and run the gauntlet of doing it my way. They've done and run the course. And they're going to come back to God. They got to come back because they'll be in so much trouble. They'll be in so much pain. They'll have so many problems out there that they'll finally realize they don't have the resource. But and thank God us gray-haired people have the hopefully the knowledge that we can pray for them and support them when they come back wanting help, wanting help. We need to come out from underneath that being an oppressor. Psalms 119:121. I tell you what, when I started reading through this, it really started ministering to me. And I've taken care of a lot of this in the past, but it's always good for you to refresh your mind, because to renew it in Him, not in your troubles and your trials, but to renew it in Him, the assurance that He's going to right the way, make the crooked way straight, correct the path. And I'm telling you, He will do it so good that you think, well, I need to put Him over here and I need to put her over here. But all of a sudden, the Lord's going to just swap them all around and you won't even realize what happened. But all of a sudden, things will smooth out. And I don't want to be part of that oppressor. I have done judgment and just, and leave me not mine oppressor. In other words, this man's crying out. He says, somebody's oppressing me. That oppressor is always oppressing me. But see, David learned how to handle it a lot better than some of them did. He didn't handle it as good as Joseph did. You know, he wanted to be the oppressor. But David, he was called. He was the anointed one. But he chose not to oppress in or be the oppressor when he was called. He decided, God, you take care of it. Saul is the ungodly one. David was the godly one. Even that man tried killing him. He still did not take it into his own hands. He did still, even when his own soldiers went out and did things later on that they wasn't supposed to do, he took care of them because he wanted God to take care of the situation and not to be the oppressor. And I'm afraid for what the United States is trying, not realizing what we're becoming. And it even talks about the oppressor over that that a woman becomes a ruler, that they will guide us the wrong way, and we're going to be rewarded some things shortly. And the only way out of this thing is through Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 4:1. I can find it. I know it's there. Ecclesiastes 4:1. So I returned and considered all the oppressors and oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, their tears, as such were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors, they were power, but they had no comforter. So you wallow in this oppression. How many's wallowed in oppression? There's no comfort there. There's no comforter that you can find to heal that situation, but to release them to God. The only way you could come out from underneath this thing is to release it to God. Because it really makes no difference what somebody over here does or somebody over here does to you if you know who you are in Christ. As you can get mad at them and all you want to, but who winds up in trouble? Who winds up with all the problems? Who winds up with the headaches? Who winds up with the stomach aches? Who winds up with the back aches? Not them. And see, and that's wallowing in oppression or under the oppressor. I'm guilty. I repented of it. So there's power in prayer, not in oppression. The oppressor only has a marginal amount of power. You succumb to it, it becomes greater. But if you release it to God, you can come out from underneath it quicker. You might only have to take one trip around Mount Sinai instead of 15 or 20 or 40 years worth. Let's go to Isaiah 3:12. As for many people, children, their oppressors, women's rule over them. O my people, that which lead thee, cause thee to err and destroy the ways of thy path. I know that, how many people have realized that Hillary's probably going to announce next week or week after next? You realize that? So beware, folks. Read, pray, get ready, because there's going to be a battle. You're going to be right in the middle of it, but God's going to be your covering. God's going to be your covering. But he says also, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. In other words, know what you know, let everybody else tell you what they know, and then you know what you know and them too. Be careful on what you say, what you speak to other people, especially to the swine. Because not everybody is a child of God. Some of them will look pretty. They'll have their Sunday meeting, Sunday clothes on, their fancy suits and their dresses, their cloaks, and you try to tell them the truth. Oh, I'm guilty of that. I've tried to tell people things. I tried to be the barnstormer. I go knocking on the door. Did you know? Sound like the Jehovah's Witness. Did you know we got the whole truth? Or we got another truth? Or we got another prophet besides Jesus? I was almost classified as that. You know, here comes that preacher. Here comes that self-proclaimed nut. Whatever. But you know something? I quit messing with them. The Lord told me, shut up. Hold my peace. Because I'm going to tell you something. You give your peace away and then you don't have peace. You open the door for somebody's mouth to come against you. And when they come against me now, I just look up and smile at them. And if they get very rowdy with me, I just hire them and just let God deal with them. It says, be kind to your enemies. Bless them. How many of you in here like to be around the enemy? I've had participation a while ago, but now I don't. What happened? And the Word says, pray for your enemy, bless them that despitefully use you. Feed them. Love your enemies. That's hard. Somebody's sitting there with their nose to nose about this close, breathing foul breath in your mouth and reading you up one side down the other. And I tell you what, that's hard to do. But you can do it. You can do it. Because I've experienced it. I tried God. Try Him. He says, try me. Taste me. See. I was working on a job one time and I had me an alcoholic for a boss. And he happened to be the son of the superintendent. You couldn't do nothing with him. But I just stayed out of his way. And one time he run me off the road. I was going from Kingman to Topok, which is about 57 miles down to where I was supposed to be working. He run me off the road. I got out and I said, what you need? He got in my face. He says, call me Arky. He says, Arky, you may think you can run faster than me, but I'm going to show you something. And he blah, 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 blah. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just, you know, all I could do is start praising God in my mind and just get away from what he was saying, because the guy had a problem. 4 years before that, he took a .44 Magnum and tried to kill himself. All he did was manage to blow off one side of his jaw and his face. And this guy still had problems. And I kept asking God, how can I reach that fellow? Right then, he said, well, you know what the Holy Spirit said? I didn't pray for everybody. And that was Jesus talking. He says, I only done what the Father told me to do. I said, yes, sir. So I took what he had to say, got in the truck, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. Next day, I was out on the line. It was on a pipeline, and I had to go across the Santa Fe railroad tracks. And he was wound up, hiring the kite, and he got hung up on that Santa Fe railroad track. And there was about 5-6 trains down through there a day. And I'm talking about when they come off that one hill, they was not slowly coming down that hill. They were coming down 60, 70, 80 miles an hour in that stretches. And I had to pray hard for him to get off there. And I thought for sure my prayers wasn't working that day, because he was wound up and he was spinning those tires. He had a four-wheel drive and he couldn't get off that railroad track. And I said, I told God, he needs some help. And I bind every spirit that's confusing, keeping that truck from coming off that track in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden that truck just jumped off there and the train went by. So then I had compassion. I called my boss and I said, you need to come and get him. I said, he's over here passed out. And the job would have been shut down totally if the inspectors caught him. You got to learn how to pray for your enemies. Got to. They that oppress you. But I think we're now talking about that. We're going to see some oppression, I feel. Because how far do you think is the United States turned away from God? In your own mind, you could see it by leaps and bounds. And so we as a church is going to have to get in our closets and start praying. We as a people are going to have to bind together, one mind, one accord, and come against these things that's going to come against the United States very shortly. It's a necessity. that we do this. Isaiah 14:2. He says, "And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord, and the servants in the hand of the maid, and they shall take them captive, whose captive they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors." So, this is how you're going to rule over your oppressor, is get in your closet and start praying and asking God for favor. Some of our children are being oppressed right now. We need to learn how to break that spirit of oppression over our children. Some of them by alcohol, some of them by drugs, some of them by spouses, some of them by this and some of them by that. Some of them by just seeing what you have and they want it. They are oppressed over what you have because they want it. Their minds are consumed with it. The American way has turned out to be an oppressor. It's put a terrible taskmaster upon us. And it's called credit. It's called usury. Some of them, I know that you can have a good interest rate on one credit card and you miss one payment. And I'm telling you, it'll double, quadruple, and you can be under the pressure so quick it's unreal. So we need to understand some things. And don't borrow against your house to pay bills. A lot of people want to go out and get further in debt and not even have a house if you've got one paid off, to borrow money against it to pay off your bills. Talking about oppression, you want to go deeper? You'll be under the pressure even deeper. So God is wanting us to learn some things. And these verses I'm giving you, if you're taking notes on them, I want you to go back and read the whole story around about them, because you need to come out from beneath the oppressor and not be the oppressor. Because we can turn it around so quick. We could be the oppressor in families with our children so quick that we don't understand what goes on. And some of them get pretty unruly. And then when they get a certain age, they want to become ruly. They want to rule the house. And then it's time for the nest to be kind of change the feathers in the nest and thank God for good homes. But you could come underneath that oppression. If I would have done this and if I would have done that. But I tell you, God is real. God is real. Isaiah 16:4. "Let mine outcasts dwell with thee, Moab, and be thy convert to them, that their faces of the spoilers and the extortioners is it an end, and the spoilers cease, and the oppressors are consumed out of the land." So we need to come and find out how to get out from underneath and cast these spoilers out of our land. And by us ministers of Christ, we need to be able to watch the people's souls. We need to be that watchman on the wall. Come between that oppressor, that accuser. And our ministers of Christ needs to come forth. Because there's so many that are self-appointed and they're not able to look out for your soul. I need it. Brother Glenn does a good job. A real good job. And I thank God that God kind of uprooted us and put us here. We put out a couple of fleeces and didn't even realize it and said, we'd gone through every church around about where we're at. And we eat the meat and spit out the bones, and then when we tried to share the meat, we got spit out. You ever feel that? And then the Lord, one day I was working on this particular house and I had a skill saw in my hand. I was cutting a piece of wood and he said, "You need to set under before you set over." I looked around. I said, "None of my employees said that." And it was the Holy Spirit said unto me. He said, "You need to set under before you could set over." And then Diane, she received a dream. And between those two things, we were uprooted and brought here. And God has not released us at all. And I hope and pray that God continually uses us like He has been. But even that, if He don't, it's okay too. As long as He hears my voice when I pray. As long as I have that fellowship with Him. As long as He comes to me and talks to me in the cool of the day and tells me things. Because there's so many things. You could sit and rehearse all your troubles. But listen, if you could sit and rehearse all the blessings that you receive down through your life, turn the thing around. Don't let the pressure come in on you and say, "Well, woe is me," and agony and pain and all that. Just start counting what the Lord has done for you, where He's delivered you out of them. You know, Just like one time I was getting down and blah, 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 this, and I was being consumed underneath all those pressures of life and stuff. And all of a sudden the Lord said, remember that wreck which you was in? I said, yeah. And I said, boy, that hurt too. But he said, but remember what he done. He saved me from being killed. The other person going 60 miles an hour, and I was going about 40, and you add those two numbers, and that's 100 miles an hour. And I mean headlight for headlight. That hurt. And I had a 87 Chevrolet pickup, and guess what? It wasn't a stretcher, it was a compressor. They compressed that little truck down to 3 foot in length. And when everything stopped, I started shaking my hands and my legs and wiggling, and I was all intact. The only thing I had was a bloody nose and a black eye. And I got out of the truck, and then I helped the two guys out, and then I got into an argument with God. He said, I want you to go pray for that guy. They hit me. I said, they tried killing me. He said, go pray for him. I said, yes, sir. And I went over there, and I laid my hands on the man, and I said, can I pray for you? Because he thought I was going to come over there and finish the job. And the minute I laid hands on him, I said, Lord, just bless him. Meet his needs, and out of his mouth came, I knew I should have preached, I knew I should have preached, I knew I should have preached. He couldn't say nothing else for about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe longer than that. And the guy was coming from Hot Springs going over to Benton, and he was running from the drug lords here and also from the cops. But he happened to be a son of a Baptist preacher over in the boondocks over there off of Highway 9. But that was wild. I mean, it hurt, but Diane even received a dream before it ever happened and said, something good is going to happen out of this. I said, what could happen good out of a wreck? Well, I didn't see this guy for about 2 years. And he came back to the church and he wanted to ask for forgiveness. I said, you had it that day. But he said, I was running from God till I run right into him. And he said he had surrendered to preach and he wound up over in Israel. And you know what? And it's against the law for you to preach Jesus in the streets over there. You can wind up in jail. But he was the type of guy that he knew he was streetwise. He slept in cars over there, but he went around preaching the gospel to people, and he said he baptized over 500 people into Christ over there. So there was something good that came out of it. So, you know, when you're down, start remembering what God delivered you from, how he brought you through things. I'm telling you what, if you just start realizing how many things he has brought you out of, the good things, and a lot of us just overlook it. I mean, they refuse to receive it because we would rather stay in oppression than being an overcomer. So what I'm saying to you today, rehearse your mind. Come out from oppression. Rehearse it in the godly things. What he says, what he's done for you. I know if I opened it up to testimonies, every one of you would have a testimony. I hope you have several testimonies because he says, you shall be my testimony. And the things that you've gone through is, and God was with you. You may not think he was with you, but he was with you all the way through these situations. There's some things that's going to come up in your lives very shortly. And God's going to show you his strength and his might and his power. I want to show you victory before you go into it. Because God says, my ear's not slack and my arm's not short. But you got to be stayed in him to weather the storm. Because if we don't stay in him, are you going to weather the storm? You'll be suppressed, depressed, compressed, all those other things that you don't want to be. It's like one day I asked the Lord, I put out a fleece. Anybody ever put out a fleece? If this be God, show me this, you know. If this be God, show me that. Now you got to be careful with that too. Because one day I asked the Lord to show me a fleece if I was supposed to go talk to this one man. Well, there was a job opened up and I considered that as a fleece to go to that house and talk to him. Come to find out, he was the youth leader of our church, or the church I was attending, and he was making obscene phone calls to the young girls in the church. And I was supposed to go talk to him, but he refused, absolutely refused. So, you know, you got to be willing to go, but those other people have got to be willing to receive too. The door has to be open. The spirit needs to be right. We need discernment in these days. How many people has been put in place and positions like that you were supposed to go talk to somebody that and didn't get received? See, and that's almost, that's kind of like the sons of Sceva. You know, and if you don't take it in the right way, you could go away from there being bruised, raped, and naked. Just They took it completely away. You know, the righteousness on you. You could go away defeated in those things. But I'm telling you right now, God is your resource. God is your resource. And I'd like to pray with you. I know it's early and the meal hadn't even been prepared yet. But I'd like to pray with you about some things, some oppressions. And so what I would like to do, I'd just like to pray for the families that have been mixed, the children that you have and don't belong to your spouse. You don't have to stand up. You know who you are. And I don't want you to stand up. I don't want you, but I just want to pray for that family, the families that's mixed families. Lord, I just lift these families up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bind that spirit of oppressor. I bind it and break the power there right now in Jesus' name. I break the power and authority of all word manipulations between spouses. I break that warring spirit of the children. Lord, I break the spirit of depression, rejection, abandonment. I break those powers and authority over them in the name of Jesus. I command to loose those families. I speak freedom to them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that those things are going to come. I praise you for it in advance, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, and praise you, and glorify you. Lord, I just pray for the families that the spouses oppresses one another. Lord, we lift them up right now. We break the oppressor spirit between them in the name of Jesus. We command those oppressor spirits to be gone. Lord, I come against the spirit of Jezebel in the male. I break the power and authority of it right now in the name of Jesus. Command that Jezebel spirit to be gone in Jesus' name. I speak to the Jezebel spirit in the woman. I command it to be gone. I break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command it loosed it in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. I thank God for the power and authority. How many people here know how to bind and loose? If you don't, you need to get a hold of it. The Bible says the sins that you remit are remitted. The sins you retain are retained. Loose the people that you've retained. Matter of fact, let's do that right now. Lord God, we come against the spirit of retention right now. We come against that spirit of container right now in the name of Jesus. We break that container of keeping people in bondage in Jesus' name. Keep them, people suppressed. We break those powers and authority right now in Jesus' name. I command them to be gone. To leave right now in Jesus' name. All oppressor spirits to leave in Jesus' name. I command them to be null and void right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak freedom to those people that's been oppressed. Life to them. And life long time. Life abundantly in Jesus' name. You shall not die. You shall live. But proclaim the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. People that have been oppressed so far until they've been, it seems like confusion's come in. We come against that spirit of confusion right now in Jesus' name. We break that spirit of confusion off their minds in Jesus' name. We break it and bind and command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. All confusion, all insanity in the name of Jesus, they come out of that right now in Jesus' name. We break it and command and loose people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All oppressor spirits, all confusion, all insanity be gone in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify you. We come against the generation of curses over the children right now in Jesus' name. We come against the Indian curses right now in Jesus' name. We bind that spirit of war bonnet by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. We command to loose these people in the name of Jesus. I take off the war bonnet right now in Jesus' name. I call it null and void. I break the power and authority of the war bonnet. In Jesus' name, I dethrone that war bonnet in the name of Jesus. I break the power. I come against the spirit of war paint in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit of war paint. Command you to loose these people. Loose them. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We come against the bow. The spirit of the bow in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of the bow right now in Jesus' name. Command you to loose them in Jesus' name. Come against the spirit of the lance in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of a lance in the name of Jesus. We pull out that lance and that dagger. We come against the dagger of betrayal. We pull it out the back. We pull it out the back right now in the name of Jesus. Command to loose these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come against the fire dance in the name of Jesus. The alcohol in Jesus' name. We come against that all alcoholic spirits right now in Jesus' name. We break the power and authority of alcohol In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we praise you. Glorify. And a fire water. We come against the spirit of fire water. In Jesus' name. Command it to loose them. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. I praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. We come against all incest and break the power and authority of incest in generations past in the name of Jesus. We don't know who our forefathers were. Or we don't know what they've done. I come against that spirit of incest that's come down our generational lines right now in Jesus' name. I break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. I break all indecisiveness, confusion, bad judgments. In Jesus' name, I break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. Break all spirits of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. All hexes, vexes, spells, charms, incantations, contentations, whatever. I break it. All charms. I come against it by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Command to loose these people in the name of Jesus. All pendulums. I break the power and authority of that in the name of Jesus. Command to loose them in Jesus' name. I speak freedom to them in Jesus' name. All diseases connected with these generational sins, I command them to loose these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise you. Lord, we come against the spirit of diabetes in the name of Jesus. We break that. We command that spirit of diabetes to come off these people right now in the name of Jesus. We command them to loose them. I speak freedom. I speak health and wealth to them in Jesus' name. I speak life to these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, self-condemnation. I speak to it right now in Jesus' name. Self-oppressor in the name of Jesus. I bind you, spirit of self-oppressor. I come against you in the power and authority of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Where somebody has rejected themselves, hate themselves, I break the spirit of suicide in Jesus' name. Spiritual suicide, physical suicide. I come against that spirit of suicide right now in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power of it. Command it to loose these people in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for freedom and I thank you for life in Jesus' name. I glorify you in Jesus' name. I come against all bastard curses in the name of Jesus. Not feeling received, not feeling wanted, not being able to enter in. And maybe not being right in your generation, but the generations before. Being able to go into places. I come into places right now that you don't feel wanted, that you can't feel like you're loved, you can't feel. In Jesus' name, I break that bastard curse over you right now. A generational bastard curse. I break it and bind it, command and loose you in Jesus' name. I thank God for freedom. I thank God for freedom in the name of Jesus. All lesbian spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against lesbian spirits in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I break the power and authority of lesbian spirits. In Jesus' name. Homosexual spirits. In the name of Jesus, I break those spirits. I break those incantations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Off these generation lines, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It seems like every family, there's one or two that's coming out of the closet. We break those things over our families in the name of Jesus. We command to loose us. To loose our families. In the mighty name of Jesus. Command these things to leave right now. In Jesus' name. I speak freedom to these people in the name of Jesus. I bind each and every evil spirit right now in Jesus' name. And even that spirit of pride, I come against the spirit of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. The spirit of pride, I speak to you, I bind you, I command you to loose these people in Jesus' name. Come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Pride, come up right now in Jesus' name. You have no power, you have no authority, you have no place here in Jesus' name. Spirit of pride, I come against you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Command you loose these people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirit of Kundalina that twists the back, I command you leave right now. In Jesus' name. All witchcraft, I bind the spirit of witchcraft over these folks right now. In Jesus' name. I break all pain in the back right now. All pain in the middle of the back. All pains across the shoulder right now. In Jesus' name. I speak to you. I speak to you right now. You bondages. You burdens in the name of Jesus. Heavy yokes around the neck. I break those right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break those carrying heavy yokes, heavy burdens that hasn't released those yokes right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break every spirit that has pain connected with his shoulders, the shoulder joints, across the neck right now in Jesus' name. I break those powers and authority right now. And we release them. We place those problems. We place those situations upon the altar and we release them. We leave them there. We refuse to pick them up in the name of Jesus. I come against the robber spirit, the thief. Come against it in the name of Jesus. And stole finances. Stealing things from you in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of a port in Jesus' name. I come against it in the name of Jesus, where you go in someplace and you're looking for something, you can't see it, and it's right there. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I come against that abort spirit. I break the power and authority of it right now. I speak clarity to the mind right now, in Jesus' name. All mind-confusing spirits in the name of Jesus, I break the power and authority of it and command to loose these people right now. I pull down the bonnet, I pull down the webs, I speak to those spider's eggs that's gone up in the high place. It's gone up in the high place. I speak to those spiders right now. I command you to leave right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to those eggs. I command those eggs to be broken right now. I smash them by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Command to loose these people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull down the webs. It's of confusion. I pull it down. The confusion over their minds. In Jesus' name. I speak clarity to their minds. Perfect recall. In the name of Jesus. In the Word. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We magnify thee, Father, in the name of Jesus. For thy name is higher above every other name. And thy name shall not be destroyed. For it shall last through eternity and eternity and eternity. God the Father is greater than any other source that's ever been. He shall be, he is, and will be. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. We come against the cockatrice spirit. Words that kill, evil looks, in the name of Jesus. Words, evil looks, looks that will kill. We come against those spirits, in the name of Jesus, command to loose these people, in Jesus' name. Loose them right now. Cockatrice, I bind you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ, command you to loose them, in Jesus' name. For you will bow your knee, and you will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and magnify thee in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on off there, cockatrice. We got time. You're gonna leave. You're gonna leave right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. We command every word that's been spoken out of your mouth to fall null and void and to drop and to die. Anything, any curse that's come out of your mouth, I break the power and authority and I command it to die right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't want to even send it back to the sender. I command it to divide. Die right now. And I break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. I command it to release those people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break the containers in Jesus' name. Right now. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. For God is mighty. Mighty is He. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. And I praise you. And we glorify you. In Jesus' name. We've got about 15 minutes. Anybody need prayer further? I'd be glad to pray with you. My wife, she's busy right now, but we'll get somebody to pray. But while we do this, I'm going to go ahead and bless the food in advance. And if you don't need prayer or anything, just hang around and they're going to have food here in a minute. Thank you, Father, for this meeting. Lord God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. We bless the food in the name of Jesus. We break every hex, vex, spell, curse off of it in the name of Jesus. We bless it for the nourishment of the body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. In every foul and evil spirit, I command it to leave this place in Jesus' name. I send the holy angels to gather them up, to take them out in Jesus' name. I cleanse this place with the name of Jesus. I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. We break every spirit of backlash and retaliation. We break the spirit of nemesis in Jesus' name. We command them to loose and not be able to affect anything in the possession of these people in the name of Jesus. Everything that they're put over responsibility-wise shall not be touched in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For tapes, CDs, DVDs, or our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. It's like going to Bible school at home.